This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome to the Live Your Spa Life Show. Spa Life is where accomplishment and harmony coexist. Now, here's your host and Spa Life curator, Diane Halfman.
Hello, and welcome to the next episode of the Live Your Spa Life Show. Spa Life is a lifestyle that accepts that accomplishment and harmony coexist. I am so thrilled to have our guest for today, Brianna Day. She is a sought-after international makeup artist and hairstylist, entrepreneur, and event producer. She's also a podcast host, an author, and a social media influencer. Brianna, welcome to the show.
Oh my gosh, Diane, thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited to be on the show today.
Oh, it's great to have you. And you have such an impressive lineup of what you do and who you connect with. You work with major brands such as James Avery, Bloomingdale's, ESPN, The Body Issue, Famous Footwear, and more. I mean, I love just how diverse the kind of work that you're up to.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much. Yeah, it's been a really awesome 12-year career so far. I'm really blessed with the variety, and I think my inner artist kind of thrives off of that.
Well, your experience is so vast. I mean, you're in the beauty industry. It's ranging from working as a national trainer for the, you know, cosmetic retail brands, television networks, and celebrities such as the Mariah Carey and Leanne Rimes, Martina Navratilova, and, you know, the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders, Ezekiel Elliott, and you know, just everyday clients as well. I mean, with such a range like that, is there anything that like shifts and change depending on who you're working with and how you show up? I mean, I'm sure it's different working on a celebrity set versus, you know, with magazine versus your everyday entrepreneur. How does that shift and change for you?
You know, that's such an interesting, I think a lot of people have that idea that the service or the approach is going to be a little bit different. But one thing that I've always been really passionate about in my brand and who I am as a person, and I think it's been an enormous contributing factor to why I've been able to have the experiences that I've had in such a short amount of time, is regardless of whether I'm getting paid, you know, my full day rate or I'm doing a gig pro bono, you know, for free, I always bring the same value of the service. So it doesn't matter if you're just a housewife that I'm working with that, you know, is getting glammed up that one time a year, that one time you want to feel fabulous, or if you're someone like Mariah Carey that does it just because, you know, it's always the same value that I want to bring, the same experience. And I think that that's what kind of sets me apart, I want to say, from some of the other people that work in my space.
Well, I completely agree. I've been blessed by your work and have you done my makeup several times for shoots that I've done. And it's just, you make it so easy and a fun experience, you know, for people to show up as their best self. So
I have to interrupt because you make it so easy. Let's be real here. It's not me that makes it easy. It's you. You are such a pleasure to work with. And that Canvas girl, you've heard it before. You're one of my favorites. So
thank you so much. Well, I love what you're up to. And now, you know, today you're the CEO of the Beauty Boss Network. And this is such a powerful networking resource that you're doing where you're dedicating to serving the needs of the beauty industry professionals. What was the gap? What was it that you saw that you could, you know, step into in this role to help the beauty industry on such a global level?
You know, there was this quote that I would always stumble upon, and I've seen so many different variations of it, and I don't really know the source of it. There's just been so many variations, you know, over the years, but it was kind of like, be the big sister that you wish you had. And so there was definitely this point in my career where I was like, wow, you know, I'm 12 years in, and I definitely have, like I said, I've been blessed with some pretty incredible opportunities in a short amount of time. And I had this really deep need to pay it forward. Like, there's that artist in me that always will forever need to be an artist, but there's something that needs, that I needed to fulfill me on a larger level. And I felt that paying it forward was really a big piece of that. And so I was just thinking to myself, when I was thinking of the concept of Beauty Boss Network, and it wasn't called Beauty Boss Network yet, it was just this idea of this thing in my head that was this awesome resource that I wish that I had when I was getting started in the industry. I wish that there was a place where I could have gone to get, like, you know, really uncensored information about what it takes to not only, you know, work in this industry, but to thrive in this industry, you know, and to be successful. And I was lucky to find some different mentors along the way that were able to help me with that. But I wanted to do it on a larger scale where I could touch more people and build more community, because that was the other factor of the industry that I was really missing, is it is such a dog eats dog kind of a world, you know, especially because the beauty industry has grown so much and so many people are working in this space now, and social media has taken over. So it's just the competition has grown tremendously, and it creates this almost competitiveness, which can be healthy at some level. But when it's this almost kind of have to undercut each other and cut each other down, it was just this huge divide and separation. So I kind of wanted to bring it together because I believe in the whole concept of lifting as you climb, and it takes teamwork to make the dream work. I believe all of those things, and that's just not something you see very often in our space particularly. So I was just like, someone needs to make it happen. And then Beauty Boss Network was born.
You know, I love that, because you're right. There is such a competitive nature out there, and having this whole like abundance mindset that there's plenty for everyone. And when you can focus in like your strengths and then be able to share with everyone else what's happening, I mean, you actually all can rise together. I mean, there is, I think one of those quotes as well is that, you know, all boats rise to the highest level, and you holding this highest level out there, I think is so great. And I'm sure you've been getting such wonderful feedback from, you know, people who, that's the thing sometimes as an entrepreneur, is you can feel like you're out there by yourself, but by creating, you know, networks of people working together, I mean, you're seeing the evidence of that, of how impactful that actually can be.
Oh my gosh, absolutely. Yeah, we've got about 300 members across the US right now, and you know, pockets in all the major cities, but it's slowly growing. The momentum is picking up and the connections are happening. And it's just, I think it's refreshing for everyone involved to see that, you know, there is this underlying need for community and support. And it's not, it doesn't have to be this, you know, I've got to step on you to get to where I want to go. You know, we can right. really focus and get rich in our niche and be more successful, because not all money is good money, you know, and not every client is for me. And, you know, I'm also really clear on even my aesthetic as an artist, and so much of what is inspired by the business is comes from my artistry background. And I'm just so clear on the fact that, you know, I've never been the artist that you call when you want that like stacked lashes and a glitter lid and heavy, heavy contour and that beat to the gods kind of a look. That's just not who I am. And I think that developing my aesthetic has really helped me develop my clientele. And I've been way more successful and really becoming the master of that less is more kind of makeup glam than had I kind of been that person that was just trying to get anybody and everybody and just kind of a jack of all trades and makeup, so to speak. So allowing that, being that person to come from that space of, you know what, this person wants this, I think that artist is way better for you, has kind of infiltrated our group and our community. And people are starting to see that I can be more successful by doing less than trying to fake as though I'm great at it all.
Right. You know, this is such a powerful concept to, you know, get out there, because as an entrepreneur, sometimes we feel like we have to work all the time and doing everything, but to actually really, you know, claim your niche and to really step into the part that's brilliantly yours, and the whole concept about working less, you know, it's so powerful, because when you are focused, you know, it's not like you're not working. It's when you're working powerfully in your area, and you're actually having more momentum and more traction, and things are really flowing. So you can actually have more concentrated time doing the part that's brilliantly yours. And with that, one of the things that we talk about here at Spa Life is about actually designing your life versus living by default. And so what are some of the things that you consciously create in your life to give yourself more balance?
Well, I am a millennial. And with that comes a lot of stereotypes that I hate, but I have to be honest in the fact that I'm definitely guilty of one. And I'm a sucker for having my phone like within reaching distance at all times and constantly looking on my phone.
I hear you, sister.
Okay. So it's not just the millennials, but it's not. I definitely catch myself getting very much caught up in my phone, specifically on social media. And, you know, and it's easy to kind of get sucked into a notification. And the next thing you know, 30 minutes have gone by and I've wasted a half an hour that could have been precious time knocking out something way more important. And so one of the things that I had to do to kind of get myself out of that, that was very intentional for me, was turning off those notifications so that when I go into the apps, I'm going in there on my time because I want to, not because I'm getting sucked into it because I got this ping on my phone or this notification popped up. And I found that that actually freed up so much more time for me. It's amazing. And the other thing with that is, now that I have this time, it's really like, how do I want to spend it? And I'm really big on what you think and you feel and you believe directly impacts how you spend your time. Because if you think and you feel and you believe that you are never going to be able to make time for yourself because your list is too long, then you're never going to make time for yourself because your list will always be too long. Whereas if you think, feel, and believe that I am going to show up better in my business if I show up for myself first and I take care of myself, then you're going to take care of yourself and you will show up better in your business. You know that I do better work and I'm more focused and more fulfilled and more inspired when I take that time for myself, when I have work-life balance. And in doing so, it's totally changed the game for me versus allowing myself to get so caught up in my never ending overflowing list of things that I want to do, juggling like a freelance business as an artist and then the startup company, Beauty Boss Network. It's been a lot, you know, but I have to make time for myself. It's a non-negotiable because otherwise I'm really resentful of my business. I'm not as inspired. I don't get as many things done because I'm doing them slowly and I'm not focusing on the things that really need to be done. I'm focusing on the things to just pass the time so that I feel like I'm working on my business, but it's not productive. So thinking, feeling, knowing, and believing and telling myself that I am enough and I deserve to spend time on myself has been huge for me to really design my life intentionally as opposed to just letting it happen to me.
Well, this is such wisdom, you know, a lot of times people think of self-care as being luxury. And although it can feel luxurious, it is actually a necessity because if we're looking at having our businesses for long-term and having legacy and many years into it, we have to enjoy the journey and the process along the way. And if we burn ourselves out early, we're not able to serve anyone. So we have to fill our own cup up first to have this happen. So I love that you have, you know, a lot of awareness around this and that you have some things in place. And I know that you recently had this big aha around fitness. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, you know, I speak the wisdom, but not with like flawless application of it all the time, because I definitely allow myself sometimes to forget, you know, and it's easy to kind of get caught up in the rat race of running your business and losing sight of your major values, like the one I just shared. And that, I mean, I was just a victim of it. It just happened to me. I had gone through some pretty traumatic life changes, you know, I lost a very dear, close family member to me last year in September. And, you know, just felt like there were just so many things that were kind of like life was just throwing rocks at me and building up on me. And I got out of the habit of taking care of myself first and giving myself the time that I needed. And for me, one of the biggest things when I say I need to just spend time on me is spending time in the gym, you know, and getting those endorphins going. I feel better when I look better. I'm in a beauty industry, so my image is a huge part of my identity and what I do. And so when I feel better about myself, I show up better about myself, and that is the gym and fitness. And when all of the rocks were getting thrown at me, I forgot to take that time and I allowed myself to gain a lot of weight. I was really tired. I kind of got a little bit depressed and I wasn't showing up the best in my business and experienced a lot of turnover in my internal team at the time. And in retrospect, I see a direct correlation. And the moment I didn't, but it's amazing. The minute I made that shift, the minute I saw things start to turn around, I made myself a priority. I did the things that I know make me happy, make me feel better, not only physically, but it really is an internal thing for me. The endorphins are so real. The energy, all of it. And so, yeah. So, I mean, I battle with it and I have to remind myself and I need to hold myself accountable because sometimes spending time on myself, AKA going to the gym, doesn't always sound good. But I know once I do it, I'll never regret it. And that's such a huge, huge value of mine.
Absolutely. Well, I admire that you actually recognize what was not working for you and making some steps into that direction, because you're absolutely right. They're just habits, right? And we can fall out of the habit. And sometimes I feel like, you know, because we all have times where we'll go through different phases where we're maybe not as vigilant about the things that we know that work for us, but it also kind of gives us that perspective to see what the difference is when we don't have that, so that when we do step back into it, we can go, oh, okay, this is why I'm doing it, right? Sometimes when we get into the habits after a while, sometimes I think you can feel like, well, is it really giving me all the benefit? And I could be working on this or could be doing that. But then, you know, when you actually powerfully step back into it and when you see those results of how you feel and how you show up in the world, I think it's great to make those shifts and those changes. And I think these are kind of the things that our listeners who are, you know, maybe they fell off the wagon of what they, and maybe they had some New Year's resolutions and some things came up. I mean, life happens, you know, whether it's loss or busyness or things that are going on, but to know that we at any time can consciously change that. You know, sometimes it feels like we can't make changes because we have so many things that we've committed to, but we are in control of our day and our life and our experience, and to actually just kind of take a step back and to go, okay, you know what, this is not working for me, or I need to make these shifts and changes. That is also a sign of a very powerful leader, to know when to make those shifts and changes and know the things that will make the larger difference in the long run for you. So congratulations to you on that.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's amazing how we allow ourselves to tell ourselves what we say. I think my big aha of 2018 is just the power of our words. What we say to ourselves is exactly what we create for ourselves. And so we say, man, I'm so overweight, and man, I'm so overwhelmed. And you just continue to create that for yourself. So the minute I change my words, I change my attitude and the way that I go after what I want. And there's really no excuse at the end of the day. Your only limitation is you. And I had to get honest with myself and really hold up the mirror, because I allowed myself to make my situation define who I was. And I realized that allowing my situation to define who I was keeping me there, you know, and it's up to me to change the situation that I'm in at the end of the day.
Right, right. Well, you know, it's funny you talk about words. I mean, a lot of things we hear all the time now is like, I'm so busy. Like there's this busyness, not necessarily productive, but just busyness. And whether it's the social media that we were talking about or the things that are just coming up, but we all have the same 24 hours in a day, and we get to choose some of those things of what we do. So what has the most impact for you in the day?
Well, I'm really big on starting off with my mindset, kind of going back to words, right? I start off with my mindset. I actually just recently downloaded this app, but I love it because I love The Secret. I'm huge on the law of attraction and manifestation. So The Secret has a couple of apps now. One's a little more generic. One's The Secret to Money. And so I recently downloaded The Secret to Money, and I love to start off my day reading those affirmations. It sends me like 10 new affirmations around money, because one of the things I needed to do is change kind of like my money mindset. You know, being stressed about money was just creating more money problems, right? So telling myself that I am, you know, I have abundance, and I have, you know, the knowledge, and money is coming my way, and just having those positive reminders the minute I wake up to start me off in a positive mindset to really focus on the things that make the cash register ring have allowed me to kind of go into my day being more productive, you know, and not getting sucked into the social media, getting sucked into designing that perfect Canva design for the email blast. You know, it's like sometimes you just have to be perfectly better to be imperfectly done than perfectly undone. And I love that. I love starting off my day in a mindset to really focus on the things that I know are going to make the bank move and grow my business. And so for me, kind of those positive affirmations on money have been really, really huge. Those daily inspirational messages that the app shares has been really, really big for me. And so I love that. I don't have to search for it. It kind of just comes to me directly in my phone, in my hand, since it's always there. And I am able to just kickstart my day with that. And then, you know, from there, it just all kind of falls into place. I find a lot easier. That's huge.
Yeah, I think it's great to have like those morning rituals that get you going, and you know, the affirmations, and I love that. I do something similar to that as well. I love hearing like the little tips and tricks that people have and finding like an app, because you know, anything that we can just kind of routinize and just make it like, okay, it's right there and it's easy, then we tend to do it more often. I had a friend of mine tell me about I don't know if you know an author, Jen Sincero. She had wrote a book like You Are a Badass, and she just wrote a sequel called You Are a Badass at Making Money. And I always have audiobooks on my phone because if I'm like driving to clients or I'm somewhere, I just find that I can listen and have more like impactful things come when I have the audiobook. So that's one that I'm running right now. And it just is these reminders around just the mindset because that's such a huge aspect of it. So that's
I have chills because you are literally the second person that has brought her name up to me today.
Oh, wow.
Like within the past hour.
Okay, well then apparently you need to check out Jen.
I'm going to download this audiobook right now because you are the second person to bring her and that book specifically up to me within the past hour, which is just nuts. So that's a good one for everybody else. Like this is a common theme here because we are badasses and we're badasses at making money. And,
I just love the energy around that, right? I mean, whether or not you even resonate with that word or not, it just, how can you not be like, oh yeah, let's go. Like, let's just make this happen, right? And it's just the energy that you're bringing to the table. And I just think it's fun to make that happen.
I agree. I totally agree. And I'm all about it. And I, for one, resonate with the word.
That must have been why it came up. So we're on the same page with that. So it's all good. Perfect. So one of the things I also look at with Spa Life is your environment, like what it is that is around you that either inspires you. You mentioned about like having some of the affirmations and words, but as far as like your physical space, like you have we have a different experience in like our bedroom versus our kitchen versus our family room. What is your favorite room in your home and why?
Ooh, I love that question. That's really, really cool. You know, it's a toss-up for me because I'm one of those people as a creative where I don't like to work in the same space every single day. So today I'm in my office on location, you know, and then I have my home office / studio, but sometimes I don't want to work in either and I want to be at my dining room table or I want to be working in my living room or sometimes I don't want to be in any of those spaces and I want to work out of a Starbucks. But as a creative, I get stuck when I'm working in the same space. I start to feel like I'm in a box and I'm there because I have to be. I tend to want to rebel against like the stereotypical, like this is my desk and this is where I do the thing. I like to be able to do the things in any environment that I want to. So it's hard for me to pick one spot because I just love all of my spaces for different reasons, right? I have to say my home, I have my little home office and that is my room that I designed the way I wanted it, with whatever I wanted on the walls, with whatever colors. And so it will always be my space. It's my own space that is just mine. Travis is allowed to come in, but he cannot stay there very long. Travis is my husband, by the way. And and it's a space that's specifically, solely 100% mine. So I think that by default, that kind of has to be my favorite. But how can I can't lie. I mean, I pretty much decided the way the whole house looks. So. I love you, baby. You know,
this is exactly why I bring this up for people is that we want to have different experiences in different rooms and how we create it is it actually is a reflection of how we feel in that room. So, you know, you're not alone as an entrepreneur who is a creative that we're going to have different creative expressions. So by moving in different areas, I find that people will go to a room that resonates with the experience that they want to have there. So, I mean, there's actually some people that don't like to go in their office because it's either cluttered or it doesn't work or there's something about it. And so that's sometimes things that need to be shifted as well because you don't want to have any space that you live in as a place that you don't want to go to. So it's like, where's the inspiration come from and what makes you feel inspired or, you know, maybe a certain room where you feel more love or more connection or you get to gather, you know, with family and friends. Like, so, you know, it's this interesting experience when we look at the totality of our life and how we're living our life. You know, it's those connections and the experiences that we have in those, which adds up to all that spa life, having that balance and the accomplishment and that it all comes in place together. And our environment is such an important aspect to that. And that's why I love so much about what you do in terms of bringing beauty out in people and the impact that you're having in the world, because it matters how you feel about yourself and how you show up. It actually is, we don't sometimes think about it, that, you know, this canvas that we have, it is one of our environments and how we show up in the world.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And it's just when it comes to the space, I totally resonate with that because I literally just organized and like moved all of the furniture in my office because I was like, I don't like being in there. And I found myself like not working in there for a month. I'm like, this is a problem. I can control this. I like shifted everything around. I even did a blog post about how you can reinvent your office and redesign your office to make it a space you like more. And I found it amazing, my productivity. And another thing that totally impacts my productivity, and please tell me I'm not alone on this, kind of ties into what you were saying about your face. And it's one of our environments that we live in, is I could just like throw up all my hands and hallelujah, couldn't agree more, that I am 100% that person. Like when I wake up, I have darkness around my eyes. If I don't put concealer on around my eyes, I don't feel insecure about the way I look. I will go out in public without concealer on my eyes. But there is no doubt that I go through the day with more energy when I'm not reminded of the tired, dark circles underneath it. So if I need to be, you know, my like total go-getter, beauty boss, full throttle, get things done, like I'm going to put makeup on. And I know there's so many people that don't like to wear makeup, and you don't have to wear makeup to get things done. That's not what I'm saying. But in terms of my environment, when I look in the mirror and I remind myself that I'm tired, because that's what I associate the darkness around my eyes with, then it automatically impacts the energy in which I go after everything else I need to do. So I am not somebody that wears like a full face of makeup, but there's certainly like that 5 minutes that I spend on myself that totally changes the way that I'm able to attack my day.
Yeah. No, I totally see that. You know what's funny? What came up for me was putting on your game face, right?
Exactly. Literally and metaphorically.
Right? Yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, everything, you know, whether it's, you know, makeup or what we put on our body, you know, our clothes, because you want to put on clothes that actually make you feel good, right? Colors that reflect. And so, you know, makeup can be a part of that. And I like the fact that, you know, because I've seen how you do makeup and with people, and you have such subtlety that brings out that inner beauty. And I totally get what you're saying about having just like me, I can't walk out the door without like some lip gloss. There's just something for me. I got to have just a little bit of pop of color that it just makes me feel better. You know, even if I'm just going to the gym, it's just one of those things where it just makes me happy.
Yeah. I couldn't agree more. And I see people rebel against makeup, like it's a feminist kind of situation in some scenarios, and that's fine, but you don't have to be this glamour girl to just do that one thing. And it's like amazing how simple it can be, but the difference it makes in just your mentality. And I love showing people that. I love showing people that beauty doesn't have to be like a whole 20 minute routine. You know, it can be one thing, but it really does make me feel better. And if I can help someone else see that's my favorite thing, is to show them how little they actually do need to make a huge difference in the way that they see themselves and the way that they are able to connect with people because of the confidence that they have. It just illuminates through everything. And it can just be that something as simple as your lip gloss, my concealer, you know, a little bit of brow, never hurt anybody, you know, but I am totally, it's night and day, my productivity when I attack the day and I know that I feel good and I feel more energized. It's almost like drinking coffee. It's like this immediate shift in my energy when I get rid of that little thing that reminds me that I associate with tiredness. And I swear by it. Maybe it's just the beauty boss in me, but it just makes such a difference.
Well, you know what? These are those little tips and tricks though. Like, you know, people are like, you know, what works for you or what happens? And then, you know, when people sometimes don't think of that as being like one of your secret weapons, is to be able just to make something that can take 30 seconds can actually impact how you feel and what you do. And I know that even though there's that aspect as far as how you feel, you also have, I know you've got this free gift for our listeners out there about how it actually can affect your productivity and your sales. So tell us a little bit about how people can get that and what that offer is.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's on beautybossnetwork.com on our homepage, the second thing that you see when you scroll. And it's just a little audio download that I created on how to book your dream client and double your sales. It's just five really good meaty tips that where I really dive into, you know, just things that you can do and ways that you can approach getting the client of your dreams, you know, because not every client is your dream client, right? So really speaking to specifically who that is. And as a result, even doubling your sales in the process, kind of like we were talking about getting rich in our niche, really defining that and how to do that and go about that so that you can laser focus on exactly who it is that you want and be booked full time doing exactly that.
Wonderful. Well, I know our listeners will love that. And we'll also have the link in our show notes for people that didn't catch that, who are maybe driving, and we'll be able to get that link because you're definitely going to want to grab that. And also, you know, I know that our listeners are going to want to stay in connection with you. And how can they do that as well?
Well, definitely come check out Beauty Boss Podcast. We do a new episode every other week. And so Beauty Boss Podcast is available on iTunes, Blog Talk, all the stuff, all of the things, EUM Network, of course. And then come check us out on social media, Beauty Boss Network on everything. Mainly we play on Instagram, but you'll find us on Facebook as well. And then you can also connect with us on beautybossnetwork.com when you come and get that download too.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Thank you for being on the show and for all of your valuable insights. I'm just so impressed with all the things that you're up to and excited to see what's next for the Beauty Boss Network.
Thank you so much, Diane. This was so, so much fun. I appreciate you. You're amazing and gorgeous and fabulous and a hot, sassy mama. And I am honored to be on the show today.
Thank you so much. Love you.
Love you.
All right, listeners. Well, I want to thank you for joining us here. And for those of you who are wondering about the Spa Life conversation that we're having and how you can bring more balance into your life, one of the things that I offer is for you to take our Life Reset Quiz. And you can go to liferesetquiz.com. And it takes just 4 minutes to just see, like, what's working for you? Where do you need some support? And what are some of these little, you know, tips and tricks that we've been talking about? If you're also watching this either on YouTube or in Facebook, definitely put in some of the comments of, you know, what were some of the ahas for you or the insights. And, you know, Brianna and I will come back around and answer any questions. You know, make sure you tag either one of us, and we would love to connect with you and be able to support you in your journey and in what you are up to as well. So as always, live your spa life. Bye for now.
Your host and Spa Life curator, Diane Halfman, wants you to know you can download her free guide to start living your spa life right now. Go to dianehalfman.com and click on the link for the 9 secrets to step into your spa life. Now, live your spa life where accomplishment and harmony coexist.
You know what drives me crazy? When business owners believe that just because they're not on stage speaking, they don't need stage presence. Stages come in all shapes and sizes. You're on the stage when you're in a boardroom, talking to a prospect, or introducing yourself and your company. I invite you to join me on a free educational webinar called How to Triple Your Income Through Speaking. Learn the critical ingredients to make impact and income on any type of stage. Go to speakersuccessformula.com and grab your spot now.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. Are you ready to rise up and share all your greatness to the world? Stop playing small and settling for mediocrity? If so, then you need to join us at our eWomen Network Entrepreneur Conference and Business Expo in Dallas this year, August 3rd through the 5th. There will be hundreds of women entrepreneurs from all over the world waiting to meet you to share knowledge, wisdom, and even partnerships. Get ready to be coached by me and learn from other multi-million dollar speakers who will teach, inspire, motivate, and guide you to transform your thinking from small to big. And you can't beat the food and fun at our Saturday night dance party either. Look, no one makes it alone, so it's time to stop trying to be the COE, chief of everything, and step into your role as CEO. There is nothing like the eWomen Network Conference to bring out your genius and help you take action on living your dream. Register at eWomenNetwork.com.
This is the EWN Radio Network.